CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham in the UK. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday, the 12th of July 2026. Here are the main headlines: upcoming IARU Region 1 conference, WRTEC 2026 supported by the RSGB. Have you enabled RSGB app notifications on your mobile device? The IARU Region 1 conference is held every 3 years. The next one will be in September this year and will be hosted by the Austrian Member Society, OVSV, which is also celebrating its centenary. Reports and proposals on a wide range of amateur radio topics are available from the conference website at conf.iaru-rfigure1.org/documents. The scope includes the more regular topics such as band plan, spectrum, matters EMC and youth. This particular event will also consider updates for amateur radio development, operating and organisational matters. The RSGB has contributed several inputs. More about the events will be shared via the Society's comms channel and a future edition of Radcom. This year's World Radio Sport Team Championship takes place in East Anglia in the UK between the 8th and 13th of July. The RSGB is an official partner to the event, and representatives from the Society have been on site throughout the week. The team has been supporting various activities, including media liaison, to raise awareness for WRTC 2026, the RSGB and amateur radio as a whole. You can see coverage of the event in a range of radio and online outlets, including BBC Radio Shropshire, BBC News Online, Shropshire Live and the East Anglia Gazette. Links to the coverage are available on the RSGB website. Volunteers at the RSGB National Radio Centre have been busy welcoming competitors, referees and supporters of WRTC to the centre, with some enjoying time operating the GB3 RS station. Keep up to date with more WRTC news, including the winners of the championship, by visiting wrtcfigures2026.org. Remember to enable RSGB app notifications on your mobile device to be the first to hear when the Society releases the latest edition of Radcom and its sister publications. You'll also be notified when new editions are added to the collection of back issues. For iOS devices, go to Settings, then Tap Apps. Locate the RSGB app in the list, toggle and allow notifications. For Android, go to Settings, navigate to Notifications, then tap on App Notifications. Locate the RSGB app in the list and toggle to allow notifications. If you haven't yet downloaded the RSGB app, get the links by going to rsgb.org/radcom. RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, visited the RSGB National Radio Centre earlier this month. Steve was on site to deliver two awards to volunteers, including the Norman Keith Adams Prize and another for outstanding services to the centre. The RSGB National Radio Centre coordinator Martin Baker, G0GMB, is currently looking for friendly and enthusiastic radio amateurs to join this successful team. If you are able to volunteer a minimum of 1 or better 2 days per month, find out more about the role by visiting rsgb.org/volunteers. Don't forget to listen for all the stations that will be on the air today, the 12th of July, during the 145 Alive event from 1100 to 1400 UTC. Many hundreds of operators will be on the air using 145 megs FM and 144 megs SSB. More information, go to 145 Alive Facebook page or email 145aliveuk@gmail.com. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk not later than 10 a.m. on the Thursday before the Sunday broadcast. Now for details of rallies and events. Today the 12th, McMichael Radio and Electronics rallies taking place at White Waltham Airfield in Maidenhead, SL63LW. Doors are open from 8 a.m. for traders and for the public from 9 a.m. The entrance fee for visitors is £4. More details are available at mcmichaelrally.org.uk. On Sunday the 19th, Lincoln Shortwave Club Summer Radio Rally takes place at the Festival Hall, Caister Road, Market Raisin, LN83HT. Doors open at 10 a.m, admission £3. This is an indoor event and ample free car parking will be available. More information, email m5zzz@outlook.com. Amateur radio will feature at the Electromagnetic Field EMF 2026 event taking place from the 16th to the 19th of July at Eastnor Castle Deer Park, Eastnor Ledbury in Herefordshire, HR81EN, AMSAT UK, the British Amateur Television Club and the UK Microwave Group are teaming up to showcase satellite communications, amateur television and microwave radio experimentation. Throughout the weekend, they plan to demonstrate how radio amateurs communicate via satellites in both low Earth orbit and geostationary orbit, including contacts and digital amateur television via the QO100 satellite. They also hope to demonstrate microwave operating techniques and experimental radio systems used on the higher amateur bands. Visitors can see live satellite ground station setups, microwave equipment, an amateur television demo, and learn how hobbyists should build and operate space-related radio technology. Special event call sign GB26EMF will also be active on site. If you're attending the event, drop by to explore satellites video over radio and the microwave spectrum. More details at amsat-uk.org. Special event news to mark the centenary of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters. Special call sign ZL100C is on the air until Thursday the 6th of August, QSL via the Bureau and Logbook of the World. Special call sign DL0SOP is active until the 31st of this month for the 68th edition of the Sea of Peace Award. QSL via Club Logs, OQRS, Logbook of the World and EQSL. More information, including the rules and how to apply for an award, is available at dl0sop.darc.de. DX News, Emil DL8JJ is active as OX stroke call sign portable from Greenland until Tuesday the 14th of July. He's operating CW from the main island, NA018, as well as from Tasiilaq, which is NA151. Aldia PY1SAD is active as 8R1TM from Guyana until Sunday the 26th of July. He operates CW digital modes and SSB on the 160 to 6 meter bands as well as via satellite. QSL via Logbook of the World, UQSLQRZ.com, or direct to Aldia's home call. Contest news today: the 12th UK Microwave Group 24, 47 and 76 gigs contest runs 0800 to 1700 UTC, all modes on the 24 to 76 gig frequencies. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The GR2HQ Challenge and IARU HF Championship started at 1200 UTC yesterday the 11th, ends at 1200 UTC today, Sunday the 12th of July. Using CW and SSB 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are allowed, the exchange of signal report and ITU zone, which for the UK is 27. Tuesday the 14th of July, RSGB 432 megs FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1855 UTC FM on the 77s band. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday, the RSGB 432 megs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 77s band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 15th, RSGB 80 meter club championship runs 1900 to 2030 UTC, SSB on the 80 meter band, exchange is signal report and serial number. Thursday the 16th, RSGB 70 megs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 4 meter band, exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Saturday the 18th of July, RSGB 70 megs trophy contest runs 1400 to 2000 UTC, all modes on the 4 meter band, the exchanges signal report, serial number, locator and your two letter postcode. Sunday the 19th, RSGB International Low Power Contest runs from 0900 to 1600 UTC. CW on the 80, 40 and 20 meter bands exchanges signal report, serial number and transmitter power. Radio propagation report now from G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO. They write, we had another week of mixed OHF propagation. We started with a KP index of 6.33 on Saturday the 4th of July, which was caused by a coronal mass ejection. This caused a strong G3 geomagnetic storm and auroral conditions. A check of the bands on the 4th of July showed poor OHF conditions with lower maximum usable frequencies or MUFs and weak and watery signals from the NCDXF beacons on 14.1 MHz. But conditions have still improved. We've had KP index of less than 3 over the past few days, which means the ionosphere has returned to normal. Meanwhile, the solar flux index declined from a high of 203 on the 2nd of July to a low of 116 on Wednesday the 8th of July, which is quite a change. It means that OHF propagation has declined somewhat. Earth-facing coronal hole has now passed with few effects, and currently there is nothing of significance rotating into view. Solar flare activity has also declined with only 2 M-class flares over the past 3 days. So the big question is, what next? Active region 4482 on the Sun continues to be a major threat. The solar flare accompanying CME would soon ruin our chances of good HF conditions. The declining solar flux index hasn't helped either, that's the word. Again, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be in the 120 to 145 range over the coming week, with a KP index of 2 to 3, so good news overall. DX to be worked this week includes D73G on Chonsando Island, T22TT from Tuvalu, TY5FR in Benin, RT9K, the Arctic Legends IOTA D expedition, JK1HFB/JD1 in Ogasawara, if that's how it's pronounced, OX3LX from Greenland, and VP5G operating from Turks and Caicos. Now for VHF, and up weather is a talking point in terms of the heat wave developing over much of the country, but especially in the south. This has propagation implications too. It's all being driven by a large area of high pressure, which for much of the coming week resides to the north and west of the British Isles. This will give a northeasterly breeze over the southeastern part of the UK, which means it'll be blowing in from the North Sea, possibly with areas of low cloud at times. The propagation implication is this represents almost ideal tropo potential. This is especially the case when the low cloud moves inland, and we find a marked contrast between the hot dry air above the inversion and the cool moist and shallow cloud layer below. However, in high summer, the daytime heating over the land degrades the lift during the morning as the temperature inversion gets broken down by the strong sunshine. Northern areas will see the occasional weakening front clip the northwestern fringes of the UK to offer up only rain scatter prospects available at first. However, some models are starting to suggest a breakdown by the end of the week, so more rain scatter and an end to the tropo. Prospects for aurora depend on the KP index, which at the moment is mostly cycling between 1 and 3. This is not enough to generate any radio interest, for which KP index of 7 is nearer the mark. Meteor showers are still in the random state, with the next shower, the Delta Aquarids, coming later in the month. The sporadic e-season is doing well, particularly for digital modes. There have also been events for CW and SSB up to 2 metres at times. However, not all parts of the country experience an opening, so watch the clusters for early notice of workable paths. EME now, and declination reaches maximum today the 12th, so moon window lengths will peak along with maximum moon elevation. Path losses are still falling until perigee tomorrow the 13th. 144 meg sky noise is moderate until Tuesday the 14th, when the sun and moon are close in the sky, then low for the rest of the week. That's it from the propagation team. That's all from me until next week.